off with something metal.
Kick it off with, yeah, that's definitely something metal. Speaking of something metal, I'm here with Rick Spears, is Adam of the Dollar Band. I am here at Heroes Con. It's the very end of the weekend. I don't think anybody could be more tired than they are now. I've been trying to get an interview with Rick since SPX, and we are here to get this thing done. Rick, how are you?
I am pretty good. It's it's been a great show, and it's just winding down here. We're getting ready to get out of here, and hopefully you won't fall asleep on the road on the way back home.
And is this your first HeroesCon?
No, I was here 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah, we weren't able to make it last year, but we were able to get back this year. It's a great show. We have a lot of fun, love it. A lot of cool people are here, and great show for fans, too. I mean, I haven't seen this many creators in a room. I mean, it's like, you know, you get so many people, but it's not like a big, totally crazy con like San Diego, so you still can, like, actually get some time to talk to people and check out their stuff, and it's a lot of fun.
So you guys travel out to San Diego, too?
Yeah, we do the San Diego one. It's an adventure. But, yeah, we get out there every now and then. We were there last year when Black Metal came out. And I'll be there this year hanging out with Oni and Image Comics.
Excellent. Speaking of Black Metal, which is an awesome book, I believe yesterday you said something to me about a continuation of Black Metal.
Yeah, that's the first volume of Black Metal's out now, and we're working on the second volume that hopefully will be out by December, and if not then, early next year, 2009. And then we're going to do a third one for sure. Who knows? Maybe more after that. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you have in the works that nobody knows about yet or anything?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we always have a ton of shit in the works. I mean, we're always working on stuff. Black Metal's, you know, the first thing coming. I've got another book from Gigantic Graphic Novels. We did Hell City Volume 1, and now we're working on Hell City Volume 2 that should be out by the end of the year. It's going to be amazing. It's 240 pages, written by Macon Blair and drawn by Joe Flood, that I'm publishing over at Gigantic. And then, yeah, we're working on new stuff. I'm doing a book at Image called Die Pumpkin Die with artist Jim Callahan, who's just an amazing artist that I think people will be really impressed with what he brings to the table. Mm-hmm. And, we've got some other things on the works, just a little too early to talk about, but yeah. I'm sure we'll let everybody know when it's time.
And the thing that I always hate to bring up is Pirates of Coney Island.
Pirates of Coney Island, yeah. We still owe two issues on that one. We're pretty late at this point. But, you know, it's just one of these things that happens. I mean, everybody, you know, everybody sees when you're doing comics with your bare hands and making it yourself, there's always something can go wrong. And this one, just about everything's gone wrong.
You made it such a great story.
I mean, you know, we're just giving people more time to catch up and catch on with what we're doing. You read the issue, it's got to sink in a little bit. So, you know. But, yeah, we got two issues left, and Vasilis is working on them. The scripts are done. Yeah. And we're going to get those out and get them in the stores, and then we'll collect the whole thing into a trade. It'll be a big, massive, massive trade, and then everybody can sit down and read the whole thing in one shot.
Is my brain not working, or is that series going to be one book longer than it originally was planned?
No, it was always supposed to be eight.
Okay, for some reason I thought something happened where you added another book on there. It might have just been...
No, the Hell City was going to be three volumes.
Okay.
And instead of doing that as three volumes, we're just going to do it as two, but the second volume will be double size. Okay. So you still get all the same... It'll be, you know, 240 pages. So we just figured, you know, let's just crank it out and knock it out and just make it one more book and give the kids what they're looking for.
Devin?
Awesome. Damn. I don't really know what to add. any plans to revisit the Man with No Name? Sort of.
Well, we did a book called Dead West that's a zombie western that's...
Devin bought that from me.
Yeah.
I let him borrow it. He's like, can I just buy this from you?
Yeah, he got it at SPX or something. Came back, and I was like, my God, this is like the book I've always wanted to read.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was so much fun to do. You know, Rob and I, we're always talking about everything, and we definitely thought about doing a sequel, and it's sort of sitting out there in the works. You know, we've got so many things we're trying to do at one time. It just gets kind of crazy. But, yeah, we're working on that. And, you know, and, yeah, if anyone hasn't checked it out, Dead West, it's a zombie western, sort of a spaghetti western with zombie flair. And it's definitely rock and roll.
Is Becky going to be helping y'all out with anything?
Well, Becky, yeah, she's amazing. And she's been doing alternate covers for us on Pirates of Coney Island. And her cover for volume 8, for number issue 8, is just, it's just sick. It's unbelievable. It's gonna blow minds. But yeah, I mean, you know, she's a good friend, and I just love her to death. And hopefully, I mean, she's super busy doing all you know, demos coming back to Vertigo and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd love to work with her as much as possible, but at this point, I'm just happy to get the covers.
Yeah, I gotcha. You got anything else, Adam?
I think I'm good, Rick. I mean, a whole year, and that's all I had.
Yeah, no,
it's
ridiculous. It's good, man. It's
keep it short, you know.
Yeah.
It's the end of the day, but
this has been Rick Spears, and we're gonna try to catch back up with him at SPX.
Yeah,
this time, catch him early.
Take notes and everything, and I'll have.
Yeah, we're going to be at San Diego hanging out with Oni and Image, and then we'll have the Gigantographic Novel table at SPX, and, you know, guys can make it out. We'll have all our books there. We'll have a bunch of our creative teams there and come hang out, and yeah.
So San Diego, SPX, anything else that you guys are going to be hitting?
Well, those are the last two for this year.
Okay, so not Baltimore Comic Con or anything like that?
No, not going to do those just yet. But, okay. But you know, next year we're also going to be out there on the road and... Mm-hmm. Coming to a town near you, hopefully. But yeah, man.
You want to tell anybody about the gigantic? I always get this wrong. Gigantic graphic novels.
Oh yeah, I've publishing company.
Yeah.
We did Teenagers from Mars and Dead West and Rotting in Dirtville and Hell City. It's called Gigantic Graphic Novels. You can find us on the web at giganticgraphicnovels.com. The website is horribly out of date because we've had some problems with the website, but we're going to get that fixed shortly. And I'm also on the web at rickspears.com for my blog, and we put up pictures and fun stuff there. And so, yeah.
Oh, excellent, man. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot, guys.
For getting the time for us.